السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is how amazing is the affair of the believer. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, Lord and Cherisher of the worlds, who through His generosity and through His grace has made us believers, and who has ordered us to be grateful for the manifest blessings and bounties He continually confers upon us, and who has ordered us to patiently endure the apparent hardships and adversities we may have to encounter in our lives. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, that there is nothing worthy of adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second, no apparent partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is the perfect example of servanthood and slavehood unto Allah, and was his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to proceed. I advise you and myself, O servants of Allah, to embody a reverential consciousness known as taqwa. And I advise you, in accordance with what He, the most gloriously transcendent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, states when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who have believed, persevere and endure, and remain stationed, and fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, that you may be from those who are successful. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, in a sahih hadith, he's reported to have said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, how amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, for indeed his entire affair is good. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is not for anyone else except the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرْ, for if something good comes to him, then he is grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and that becomes good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ, and when something adverse afflicts him, then he is patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and so this also becomes good for him. And so no one has this affair. Ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, everything of his affair, it becomes good. And in this noble hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alerting us to the beauty of the way by which the believer interacts with the ahkam, from the qada and the qadr, from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is decreeing in terms of bringing into existence in his life. Because at any moment, either something will appear to him that it's something pleasing, and at any other moment, either it will appear to him as something that is testing. And the believer is the one who knows that in both of these things, there is a portion for him in terms of what is good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided he knows how to react commensurately. And therefore the believers are those who find their hearts filled with iman, because the iman is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman is not with the kaun, the universe. The iman is not with the asbab, their iman, or the means that bring about this world. Their iman is with the musabbib al-asbab, the one who's controlling things. And so when it apparently appears tough, or it apparently appears good, or whether it apparently appears bad, their faith rests with their Lord. And that's why the mu'min is the one who is with the qudra and the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's with the all-encompassing power and the infinite wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatsoever you have of blessing, it is from Allah. Right? And what is it? وَمَا بِكُم. What is with you is always of ni'mah, because that is from Allah, if we come to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always trying to raise us that thereby. And that's why in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about aspects of destiny, he said, مَا أَصَابَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَهُ. He said, whatsoever strikes a person was never going to miss him. وَأَنَّمَا أَخْطَاهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُسِيبَهُ. And that whatever misses him was never going to strike him. Why? Because there's no two gods. There is no other than Allah who is bringing things into existence. To assume that anything could be other than what it is or was is to have munaza'a, to be competing with what Allah's decree is. And to compete with Allah's decree is to imply that you think there's someone else, or that you are somehow capable of changing what Allah has destined. Once you come to understand that being of His tawheed, His pure oneness, is that it is His prerogative, it is His absolute right to decree whatsoever He wants, then the response of the believer is to have qana'a, to have contentment in his heart, to never disagree with what is brought into existence. Rather, the believer is the one who tasks himself to manifest his ubudiyya at every moment, right? To manifest his slavehood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment by reacting in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him with something that outwardly appears a test, then he is someone who has sabr. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him as something that outwardly appears as a blessing, then he has shukr. And I stress the word outwardly appear, because it might be that you like a thing and it is bad for you, and it might be that you dislike a thing and it is good for you. Allah knows and you do not know. And so the way of the believer is to be with Allah, to want what Allah wants, and to act in accordance with what Allah in His rububiyyah is asking from him, from his ubudiyyah, from the slave's own manifestation of what his slavehood is. And that's why this nature of being able to have taslim, to accept the qada and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is itself from the ata of Allah, from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. That anyone who believes in Allah, Allah is the one who guides his heart. And so the aspect of belief is what gives a mazid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives them more and more and more. And that's why elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَهْدِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. He said, indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds, right? Those who believe and do righteous deeds, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. That Allah will guide them by their very iman, by their very trust. And iman has that idea of faith, but really it has that amana. What is it that you really trust? By the fact that they have trusted upon Allah. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. By the very fact that they've made their tawakkal ala Allah, then Allah is sufficient, and from His sufficiency is that He is the one who guides them thereby. And the ultimate guidance is that they arrive at the place of Jannatin Naim, the abodes of bliss, the gardens of bliss, where what? تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. That underneath them will be flowing rivers. And this is one of the many descriptions of Jannah, and there are many other aspects that describe them. But all of these things point to that state of bliss, that place of na'im, that place of being in a state of rest. And this is the result of someone who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, hani'an lahum, what a great blessing for them, and what a great glad tidings for them. Not only did they find rest in this world by the peace and tranquility of their hearts, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub, is it not through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the hearts find rest? So they found their rest in this world because their dhikr was of Allah, la li shay'in duna. They made dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't make dhikr of the dunya, they didn't make their ishtighal, their busyness of the dunya, of how do I get this thing, how do I get that thing. Rather, they busied themselves with the Mawla, with the Rabb al-Dunya, the Lord of all the worlds, Rabb al-Alameen, the Lord of every single domain of existence. And as a result, the dunya came to them dani'atan, the dunya came to them abased and lowered. Why was it lowered? Because they worshipped, they lowered themselves for the Lord of the dunya, and so the dunya had to respond. Whereas when they lower themselves for the dunya, then they become humiliated by it thereby. How many a person seeks this and seeks that and doesn't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and وَخَسِرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, he loses out in this world and he loses out in the next world. But the person who makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his maqsad, وَرِضَاكُ الْمَقْصُودِ, and makes his rida his aim, then he has the best of lives in this world, حَيَاتٌ طَيِّبًا. And as for the other person, he has the حَيَاتٌ دَنْقَ, the life of constriction. So you choose. وَهَدَيْنَهُمْ نَجْدَيْنَ, we guided you to the two paths, he gave you the choice, you choose. What is it that you want? Do you want Allah really, or do you want other than Allah? So you make your choice, because if you want Allah, you will find your heart resting with what he decrees, because you've made your maqsood the one who's decreeing everything. And so you cannot not see except his blissful hand, because he only wants the good for his slaves. And that's why the nature of iman is that فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, if something good happens to him, he's grateful, that's good for him. وَإِنْ, as he said the opposite, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and that was good for him. He has patience when something bad afflicts him. And this is the way of These two polarities between shukr and sabr, is the balance of the believer. The believer finds that middle ground of always tilting to either sabr wa shukr, and by this everything becomes good for him. If he can respond to the apparency of tribulation, ibtila, with what? With sabr, then that very thing which appeared as an ibtila'a, Sara Ainul Ata, it becomes the very essence of being given. Why? Because he attains the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he attains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that we're all going to be tested, that the nature of this world is that we'll be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, you will surely be tested in your possessions and in your cells. And what does that mean? It says when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, and so have patience, because Allah is with the patient. And so the person who's able to be patient, he finds this ma'iyyah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, he finds this withness, he finds this closeness. And when he's able to be patient, not for anyone else, not sabr because somebody wants him to have sabr, or sabr because sabr lillah, for Allah, when he finds that in his heart, then he finds the halawat al-iman, he finds the sweetness of faith. Outwardly it appears things are collapsing, outwardly it appears his life's falling apart, and inwardly he's with his Lord. And ya ajaban, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what a strange thing, this becomes good for him. And so what is there to be depressed about, brothers and sisters? What is there to be anxious about, brothers and sisters? Rabbuna Kareem, our Lord is so noble. Our Lord is always giving. Our Lord is so latif, is so gentle. And sometimes his lutf, sometimes his gentleness is lutfun khafi, is a hidden gentleness, because he wants to test us to see, are we with him really, or are we with the outward of this dunya? And if we can answer to those tests with moments of sabr, then we'll find a sweetness that would make, that's why many of the arifin and many of the kibar as-salihin and the greatest of the awliya, these great saints, they would want tests, they would want the outward, not from a position of wanting to be tested, but from the gifts that they would find therein, and from the fact that this is a sign, if they can show sabr, this is a sign of wilaya, this is a sign of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so take yourself to account, because Allah is testing us with the apparency of good and the apparency of bad. If you're not showing shukr, and you're not seeing the minnah of Allah, the gift of Allah when He's giving you good, you are failing the test. And if you're not showing sabr when you're being tested, and if you've turned on your backs, and if you're saying woe unto me, and you're blaming everyone, then you're failing the test. But you know what? Every moment of your life, you have a chance to renew your intention and to turn your life back to Allah with a life of tawbah, and then make that life a life that finds that balance between sabr and shukr, until you reach the husnul khatimah, which is the ultimate goal. You reach the end of this life and you've had a beautiful ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a beautiful ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. He gives those who are patient a reward that cannot be accountable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a reward that is not accountable. May He make us from those who are grateful, and may He make us of those who are patient, and may He assist us in the way of piety and obedience to those, piety to those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and He's the most merciful. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaat al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.